Blog Talk Radio.
Golden dreaming beauty man, is it only fantasy? Sometimes one can't help but wonder, will it ever truly be? Some people keep on saying, all is illusion and lies. Why is it so hard to believe? There are better days to see. Though it seems like the world is tumbling down, it's the darkest time of night. Right before dawn, here comes the time of the dawn. Here comes
blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls are alive because we want to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim. This is now Soul Class 323, Sesame Seed Tranquility versus Troubling Events, as we hope now to broadcast live from Turtle Island, the USA, standing for unifying souls. Actually, during this semi-impromptu effort, we plan to discuss tranquility and the absence of it within the context of summarizing the Hanukkah Festival of Lights, Chag HaChanukkah. But before we do that, we have to ask Mechila, forgiveness of Rav Yitzhak Patom, blessed brother in spirit, speech, and soul, and who is part of the grand minyan, quorum of men praying at the famous Frankel Shul in Kessler Crown Heights. So sorry, Rabbi Isaac, we're going to start the show. Okay, blessed souls. And we're going to try to add something a little bit different today as well, blessed souls. We usually just play a song in the beginning and a song at the end, but we're going to mix in a song a little less than halfway, maybe halfway, a little more than halfway into the show, because it's connected to the theme of Hanukkah, a rap a cappella song by an artist I think more and more people are going to be getting into. His name is Ari Lesser, and we'll be playing something called Hanukkah or Hanukkah Hip Hop, and it's a 4-minute song, but first let's get right into it. And again, blessed souls, the show today is called Sesame Seed Tranquility versus Troubling Events. Blessed souls, tranquility, inner peace, is sought by so many human beings, some consciously, some unconsciously. So many seekers of inner peace, shalom panimi, outer peace, shalom chitzoni. So we would expect of truly righteous human beings, tzadikim gemurim, that they sought and attained it, this inner tranquility, shalva amiti, and put it into the ledger of their spiritual bank, or some form of spiritual trust fund, drawing from the revach ruchni, spiritual profit, to nourish themselves and as much as possible, leten hazana ruchni, to give spiritual nourishment to their family, mishpacha, friends, chaverim, chaverot, community, kihila, and as much as possible to the world at large, the ko boy olam, which in reality is no larger, and more realistically, smaller than a sesame seed when compared to the myriad of spiritual and physical worlds of action, olam asiyah, world of speech, olam adibur, world of thought, olam hamachashava, world of intellect, olam haseichel, desire, olam aratzon, and delight, Olam, the world of delight, Olam HaTainug. In fact, one righteous soul, Tzadik Gamur, who sought tranquility, Shalva, was Jacob Israel, Yaakov Yisrael, as we read in recent weeks from the Torah portion, Avayeshev, which I believe was 2 weeks ago, two Shabbosim ago, which started in chapter 37, verse 1 in the book of Genesis, and concluded at chapter 40, verse 23. Yet, alas, as Rashi instructs us, and will always instruct us, tzaddikim, righteous souls, seeking tranquility in this world, shalva ba'olam hazeh, have been plagued at times with many troubles from within and from without. And I'm paraphrasing Rashi's teaching on chapter 37, verse 1, because Rashi being the primary elucidator of Torah Shebaal Peh, oral Torah tradition of how to properly understand Torah Shebiksav, the written Torah, that the Holy One, blessed be He, only reserves for them essential tranquility, shalva ha'atzmi, ba'olam haba, the Most High, the Creator, may be blessed, reserves this type of essential tranquility for tzaddikim in the world to come. So, until that time of olam haba, the world to come, blessed souls, the truly righteous, the tzaddikim gemorim, are seeking to experience tranquility along the rest of us. So the question becomes, with what can they gain a sense of comfort to escort them during their days upon this world, which at times can entail troubles for the entire human family experience on the macrocosmic level, for the human family experience on the most microcosmic level within one family, each one according to their blessings. For troubles are likened to darkness, choshek. And recently on a blessed Shabbat in the Frankel Shul in Kesekron Heights, I saw a teaching from the great spiritual defense attorney of Israel, of Bnei Yisrael, Rabbi Levi Yitzhak of Berdichev, also known as the Berdichever, who lived during the 18th and early 19th century until he ascended to the next level of life. And Rabbi Levi Yitzhak of Berdichev taught us, teaches us, and will always teach us, as long as there exists darkness and light in the world, Shachor v'or, ba'olam hazeh, there can exist darkness and light, shachor v'or, within the human mind, light and darkness. And that was the type of situation that was prevalent during the times of Hanukkah, which today is the eighth day. Kol ha'olech acharei chitum, everything goes after its sealing. And here's a song by young Ari Lesser to remind us of some lessons we can learn in the most existential sense right now on the eighth day of Hanukkah, the second day of Tevis. Here's Ari Lesser, 4 minutes and 27 seconds of human hip-hop about Hanukkah. This song is called Hanukkah Hip-Hop, and I just wanted to let you know, blessed souls, you can subscribe to Ari Lesser on YouTube and also on Facebook, and you can download the song at aritehemc.bandcamp.com, and there you see that this young man has been quite prolific, producing 4 digital albums in the year of 2013, 5773/5774. So here we go with Ari Lesser, Hanukkah Hip Hop. Enjoy.
Hanukkah just ain't what it used to be, cause some Jews got jealous of the Christmas tree. Spent all their money on a shopping spree, trying to be like the people they see on TV. Don't let your yourself, forget history. Knowledge is key to set your mind free. Just open a book, look back and see what it really meant to be a Maccabee. Over 2,000 years ago, it began when the Greeks marched on the Holy Land. They demanded the Jews lose their tradition, and those who refused were beat to submission. They conquered our country from west to east, banned every festival, fast and feast, burned 9 kosher beasts on the altar. The least righteous man paid a bribe, so they made him high priest. Every scroll of the Torah they saw was burned, along with the teachers and students who learned. If they found out a circumcision was done, they slaughtered the mother along with the son. Back then we could not rest on Shabbat, and those who kept kosher were killed on the spot, making us break our diet by taking the life of those who would not eat bacon. They set up their idols in every town and told all the Jews around to bow down. Most people obeyed, trying to stay intact, but the Maccabees rose up and fought back. Hanukkah just ain't what it used to be, 'cause some Jews got jealous of the Christmas tree, spent all their money on a shopping spree, trying to be like the people they see on TV. Don't let yourself forget history. Knowledge is key to set your mind free. Just open a book, look back and see what it really meant to be a Maccabee. When they told a man named Matisyahu to bow to an idol in public view, not only did he refuse, he slew some Jew who did what they told him to do. Then he fled to the wilderness and led an army of rebels who liked what he said. They rose and stood to fight for what's good, waging guerrilla warfare in the woods. He had 5 sons named Yohanan, Shimon, Yehuda, Eleazar, Yonatan. When their father passed, they vowed to fight on until they were dead or the Greeks were gone. Like a Hebrew hammer, the Maccabees hit Hellenists so hard that their army split, made them run and hide with God on their side. Retook the temple, had it purified. They only found enough oil to light the holy menorah for a single night. But then a great miracle changed their fate, and the lamps all burned for 8 days straight. Hanukkah just ain't what it used to be, 'cause some Jews got jealous of the Christmas tree, spent all their money on a shopping spree, and trying to be like the people they see on TV. Don't let yourself forget history. Knowledge is key to set your mind free. Just open a book, look back and see what it really meant to be a Maccabee. They risked their lives to fight assimilation, but now Hanukkah's just a cheap imitation of some other foreign nation's celebration that falls on a similar calendar location. A hocus pocus made you lose focus. You broke all the rules, acting like Antiochus, drinking eggnog like a hog till you get sick, making your potato pancakes from Bisquick. You light the menorah, but you don't study Torah, 'cause you're running like Lot after Sodom and Gomorrah. No divine presence off from Walmart, so you still feel empty when you fill up your cart. If your great-granddad saw that Hanukkah bush, you would get no gift, just a potch on the tush, 'cause the holidays are not about buying stuff. It's to teach that a little bit is more than enough. It doesn't really matter if you're losing or winning, all you need is a dreidel to keep on spinning. So fry up a feast, bring your family near, and steer clear of the cashier this year. Hanukkah just ain't what it used to be, 'cause some Jews got jealous of the Christmas tree, spent all their money on a shopping spree, trying to be like the people they see on TV. Don't let yourself forget history. Knowledge is key to set your mind free. Just open a book, look back and see what it really meant to be a Maccabee.
And that was Ari Lesser, Hanukkah Hip Hop, and I think he... Young Ari Lesser is truly capturing a spirit that was of the time, which would have been the prevalent attitude of the Maccabees, and contrasting to today, where so many souls are slumbering, whether they be, unfortunately, the children of Israel or even the blessed children of Noah. So, with that being said, and going back to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditchev said, and taught us, and is teaching us, and will always teach us into the world to come, Olam Haba, that if there is darkness and light in the world, it can exist within our mind. So how can we see through the darkness, blessed souls? We need merely to connect to Torah, which King Solomon Shlomo Melech called Torah Or. Torah is light, true divine consciousness, flexible enough for the human mind to ascend via first and foremost blessings from the Creator, and is elucidated in the Ethics of Our Fathers, Perkei Avos, Chapter 6, Teaching 6, that from the perspective of the blessings of the Most High, we can access those blessings and then approach the 48 ways to acquire Torah. That's if we want to, blessed souls. True divine consciousness instructs us, as we're reading our prayer liturgy, or have been reading for the past 8 days, and we're reading it at least one more time today for those of us praying in the afternoon service prayer. Blessed is the one who performed miracles for our fathers in those days, in this time, which we of Israel, as I just mentioned, insert within our daily liturgy during the 8 days of the Festival of Lights, Hanukkah. These miracles are rooted and divinely outsourced into creation, as I parenthetically add, plucking inspiration from a Hasidic discourse on Maimar, delivered by the Lubavitcher Rebbe on Yutes Kislev, Tavshin Tezvav, which would have corresponded to 1954, 5,715 years blazing and grazing into the creation, that these miracles are rooted and divinely outsourced from the Creator, whose oneness is not numerical, who is the cause of all causes, Eloko Elos, the concealment of all concealments, Stiminiko Stimin, beyond all types of human thought, Machashava Anushi, the one who considered to reveal within the reality of creation, Ten Sfirot, Ten Fiats, of divine symbiotic symmetry, rooted within the inner divine crown of creation, Panimiot HaKeter, Keser, which empowers the external divine crown of creation, Chetzonius HaKeter, Keser, which activates divine hidden wisdom, Chachma Stima, which nurtures divine inner wisdom, Panimiot Chachma, which divinely streams directly within divine symbiotic symmetry of the ten divine vessels revealed within the divine world of intellect, Olam Atzilut, which ultimately nurtures divine worlds of thought, speech, and action, Olam HaMachashava, Olam HaDibor, Olam HaSiya, which we, as part of the human family experience, can access, elicit, and reveal within this blessed world as part of our quest for inner peace, Shalom Panimi. For who can assert that inner peace, or Shalva Panimi, Shalom Panimi, is not worth seeking for, and that someone as righteous as Jacob Israel, Yaakov Yisrael, sought it? So surely it is a pursuit worth seeking and attaining, at least hopefully we can get a glimpse of it, which the Torah instructs us via the elucidations of Rashi. At the same time, are paradoxically reserved for Olam Abba, the world to come, for the righteous, for the tzaddikim. Yet, since we live within a world of natural occurrences, that does not preclude our effort to elevate, broaden, and reveal our natural world, which is an actual existential real time as we speak, a vessel for revealing matters higher than worldly conduct, the gale, the maila min hateva b'toch hateva. So to speak, we are in fact blessed to widen the envelope of opportunities within human experience, that which is above the natural order, the maila min hateva, and can in fact contain occurrences, natural order, teva, can in fact contain occurrences which defy natural law, such as how could it be that a one-day supply of oil to burn the menorah, the candelabrum, in the temple, as it occurred over 2,000 years ago, when a small group of Kohanim, of priests of Israel, led an effort to defeat the strong, the wicked, those who opposed divine instruction, Torah, and they witnessed, and we testified that they witnessed to this day, a great deliverance which transpired for the nation of Israel at that time, where that tiny cruse of oil which was found after the branch with those who collaborated with them, the Chashmonaim, defeated the Greek Assyrians and the Hellenists of those days, which were, Hashem have mercy upon us, Jews who were Mityavnin. They Hellenized themselves. They adopted an alien culture in their own native land and participated in the suffering of their fellow Jews who were observers of divine instruction. Yet when that little cruse of oil was found, one day's supply, it lasted 8 days. And therefore we see the natural order of the world was elevated, that within the natural order of the world, a one-day supply of oil could burn, in fact, for the one day that it was supposed to, and then last another 7 days for a total of 8 days. And this is all to remind us, blessed souls, that our efforts today, whether it be in thought, speech, and action, can lead to, as Rambam writes in the Hilchot Tshuva of Mishnah Torah, the laws of repentance, one act, one utterance of speech, and even a thought can be machria, can turn the scales of the world, which is on the side of being held accountable, scales of deliverance, Yeshua. And we've been reminded by many great sages of Israel up until our generation that we've reached the time of our Yeshua, of our Geula Mitas Hashlema, true and complete redemption, is once again at hand. And yet we face similar circumstances in our days, as those who are stronger than us physically outnumber us disproportionately, and some very evil people persist in attacking divine instruction, Torah. But Bezer Hashem, with the help of the Most High, with the imminent arrival of Mashiach, who shall roar out, Torah Chadasha Mititetze, a new Torah shall emanate from the Mashiach as the Navi Hashem, as the Prophet of God, as the Melech Yisrael, as the King of Israel, and as the Madrich Olami, as the world leader. Not only will Israelites be delivered, but also as well children of Noah, who are also oppressed spiritually, intellectually, emotionally, and economically oppressed. And may all this speedily transpire in our days, but often in a way of Darchinom Darchi Shalom, of a pleasant way, in a peaceful way, Bahavachad, with one love, Bagorlacha, one destiny, all taking place and transpiring on this blessed, tranquil sesame seed, Olam Abba, in the world to come, and us tasting from this right now, Bezer Hashem, with the hope of the Most High, in Olam Hazeh, in this world. Now we're going to conclude, as we usually do, blessed souls, with a song from Blessed Brother David Domo, who help us get back home to remind us every day, because every day we have what to say, and we have prayers to pray to the most ancient of days, to remind us that we have a Tzelem Elokim, which is not a dream, a divine image, to help us get off in scrimmage. Remember, blessed souls, you are good, you're very good, you're so good, you underestimate how good you are, because Ateva Tov Lehetiv is the nature of the good to do good, and He put you on this earth to make it a better place, to prepare the world for universal redemption. Speedily in our days. Take care, everyone.
which you're shown yourself. See your reflection in others who cross your path. When you learn this, you will love. Every day is a lesson in exercising restraint. Too much kindness is destructive. A bloom that's set to pop. But the love must never stop. Yeah, we'll find a way. Every night's a window, quiet time to renew. Looking back at all those people who remind you of you. Once the truth gets through to you, a treasure, a gift presented to you, to see the good that's in others, and the good.